This is the Australia Report with CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very, very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I'm very well, thank you. Good to talk to you.
Nice to speak to you. Well, you've already had the 1st of December for many more hours than we have. is there a sense of relief that Australia's made it through till December?
There most definitely is. And, you know, it's like, not that I'm a skilled horse rider, but anyone who's ever been on a horse knows that when the horse sees the finish line, there's nothing you can do to stop it. It just puts its head down and it gallops full steam ahead and you just hold on for dear life.
Absolutely. And
we can see the end of the year right now and we're holding on for dear life.
Absolutely, absolutely right. A strange story I wanted to ask you about, and that is that the Australian Jewish leadership have added their voice to opposition to Bibi's choice for the new head of Yad Vashem. I haven't been following the story at all. So give us some context here.
So the background here is that a former IDF general, Effie Eitan, who formerly served in the Knesset from 2003 to 2009, has been put forward by Bibi and with also endorsement from the Minister for Education, Zev Elkin, to be the new chair of Yad Vashem. And it's relevant that he served in the, well, I should mention that he served in the National Religious Party. Now, the problem, if I can use that word, with this gentleman, is that he's on record as advocating for Palestinians to be ethnically cleansed from the West Bank.
Oh my gosh.
For Israeli Arabs who he has labeled as, quote, first degree traitors to be excluded from Israeli politics. And so the last time I checked, there was an international petition of 750 Holocaust museum directors from around the world and scholars saying that his appointment to the head of Yad Vashem, quote, would turn an internationally respected institution devoted to the documentation of crimes against humanity and the pursuit of human rights into a mockery and a disgrace, close quote. And not only the 750 directors and scholars, but including high-profile names, including Ephraim Zuroff, who's a well-known Simon Wiesenthal Center director in Israel, Yossi Klein Halevi. And here in Australia, the Jewish leadership has also, the Executive Council of Australian Jewry, which is our federal roof body, has come out, as well as have other Australian Jewish organizations, also saying such a move would be a very retrogressive idea, and including Australian scholars, professors, I'm talking about Jewish scholars, professors, Holocaust historians, etc. So it's a very concerning potential appointment. And then when I just checked this morning, the appointment apparently is now in abeyance. I'm guessing given the opposition which has come from communities around the world, and one hopes that Bibi and whoever else is advising him will have second thoughts about this matter. I mean, Yad Vashem is Yad Vashem, and it should not be politicized in any way.
Absolutely. And if the director of Yad Vashem is somebody that is insensitive to some form of racism or another, well, then you really, really have a bit of a problem with your choice.
Well, you do. And Yad Vashem is the world's foremost icon of Holocaust remembrance, Holocaust repository, museum, education institution, everything that goes with understanding, well, not understanding, but learning from, etc., the Holocaust. And it should not be tainted in any way. And so if there's, some sort of a concern like this, it screams out for reconsideration.
Absolutely right. Really, really appalling. And I'm glad to hear that at least it is being taken seriously. Let's just talk about the death of the former World Bank president.
His name is James Wolfensohn, a former Australian, former Jewish Australian. Let's say, obviously, that's why we're talking about him. And he just died a couple of days ago in his home in Manhattan, New York, and he was 86 years old. James Wolfensohn, as I know, became a very successful businessman, philanthropist, championed the plight of the poor, and actually worked very hard behind the scenes to try to establish an accord between Israelis and Palestinians. An interesting aside to him is that he represented Australia in the Olympic Games in fencing, of all things.
Wow.
Way back in 1956, and in 56, the Olympic Games were in Melbourne. First time the Games were in Australia. Second time was in 2000 here in Sydney. And so a major philanthropist, and he was appointed by Condoleezza Rice way back when he was appointed to the World Bank as president of the World Bank. And he chaired the Kennedy Center. He chaired Carnegie Hall. So certainly commanded a lot of prestigious positions on the global stage and certainly on the American stage. And just passed away, like I said, just a few days ago in the last week of November.
Incredible. And finally, speaking of which, a new Jewish cemetery in Byron Bay.
Now, Byron Bay, for South Africans who are not familiar with this country, with the state, is in the northern corner of New South Wales. New South Wales is the state where Sydney is located. And it's a beautiful spot, and it's about 8 or 9 hours drive north from Sydney. And it's a beautiful resort where people, it's an escape. But what makes it very interesting as well, even more interesting than that, is just that it's home to about 1,000, an estimated 1,000 Jewish people, many of whom are Israelis who have literally got away as far as they could from civilization, from the urban sprawl, from organized communities even, because there is no actual organized Jewish community in Byron Bay, even though there's an estimated 1,000 Jewish people living there. But having said that, when Hanukkah comes around or Pesach, you will find a Hanukkah event with 300 people turning up, but with no formal organization per se. And there's a rabbi from Queensland, which is the northern state, which is not far from Byron Bay, who will come down and he'll do the necessary and then he'll toddle off back to Queensland. And so now, given that there's such a critical mass of Jewish people there, after a lot of work, there is now a Jewish cemetery in Byron Bay. And this is formally approved by the Byron Bay City Council. And it just basically helps put when I use the word community, the informal community, on the map, now that seeing that there's now a cemetery there. Amazing. So it's a beautiful part of the world. And just making a claim, making a statement.
Oh, amazing. Really, really quite incredible. It is 6:21. Vic Aladef, thank you as always. Vic is the Chief Executive Officer of the New Jewish Board of Deputies, New South Wales. We chat to him every Tuesday at this time.